Thanks for calling the Safe First Tax Preparation Service. My name is Naomi. Are you calling to schedule an appointment?
No, I'm calling to see if I can get see if I do I have an appointment for tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. You say you have an appointment for tomorrow?
I'm trying to see.
You're trying to schedule an appointment for tomorrow, ma'am?
No, ma'am, I was supposed to have an appointment tomorrow, but the
Okay.
man, Philip Davis, telling me that I don't have an appointment, so I'm calling you to see did I have an appointment.
Right. And what city and state are you calling from?
Dothan.
All right. And can I get your first and last name?
Serena Jones. I'm not making an appointment, baby. I'm trying to
I
figure out.
know. Your stated your question is that you're supposed to be scheduled for tomorrow and you'd like to confirm if you have an appointment for tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, but I
Right.
called a man that did my paperwork before I called you, and I talked to a lady before you named Joanne.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, I'm trying to figure out who I need to talk to, man, because he's not giving me information.
I'm just trying to get understand your question. Are you scheduled for tomorrow? You want to confirm if you're
I
scheduled for tomorrow?
was scheduled. Yes, ma'am. The story sounds crazy, but it's a fucked up time how they did it. This is like the third time. So yes,
All right,
I had
so.
called Philip before I called you today.
Yes,
An
ma'am.
hour, not even an hour ago. I just called him, and he told me that he didn't have anything in the computer about my name. And then he said, "Well, it looked like somebody signed it, but I haven't been up there. But I sent my W-2 form in." So I'm guessing if I send my W-2 form through his email, I had to sign something. Okay, but if I sign something, where is my money?
Okay.
What
When did
checking
you
account?
originally, okay. When did you originally go up there, ma'am? Or did you do it on a...
January the 7th. Write it down, Mama. January the 7th of
Okay.
2021 of this, I think it was this year. Yeah, I went up there. I got the paperwork dates and everything when they started me off
Okay.
from January the 7th, because I didn't have my W-2 form at the time. It was late. So what he did was, when I went in there the first time, I didn't have my W-2 form. He had me fill out paperwork and all that, blah, blah, blah. He told me to wait on my W-2 form. He called me out of the blue. The young jit called me out of the blue. So I'm telling you what's going on, how it ended up three times. So a man called me and told me that he said, "Well, I'm calling to see did you receive your W-2 forms?" And I said, "Yes, I got it right here in front of me." I said, "You want me to bring it down?" He said, "No, I'm gonna send an email to you where you can send it to me." I sent it to his email, but it says first. Is that y'all say first?
We just scheduled the appointment. So yes, we are Safe First Tax Preparation, but
Okay.
the number you're calling, we only schedule appointments.
I
So if
understand.
you go,
I
I
understand.
didn't mean to cut you off since you asked me a question. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out who I need to talk to, because I haven't seen anybody since I sent it on the email to him.
Okay,
So
so what I can do
how can I sign something?
is send an email to the location requesting that you would like for someone to get in contact with you so you can follow up in reference to your W-2 form that you sent to them via email. Okay, and may I have your first name again? I know you said Jones was your last name. Your first name, ma'am?
Serena.
And
Please, man, because I think this man got my goddamn money.
your phone number.
The area code 850, and I got his personal number. I call his personal number. This ain't the place I'm calling. I'm calling this man's cell phone number. 850-251-2132.
Is there a secondary number you'd like to include?
Ma'am?
Is there a secondary number that you would like to include?
No, it's just that's my number.
Right, one moment.
They've been pulling it. They've been doing this to me since January the 7th of this year. They've been saying, people's been saying they've been putting me on the schedule And I don't get no call, or when I get a call, they telling me that they counseling on days that I know they be open. You know what I'm saying? So I wonder what's really going on. If somebody got something going on, we need to know, because I need to lower you up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to put you on hold, ma'am. One moment.